Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the default location, default route, about the assassination attempt yesterday, or Saturday, whatever day that was, about the assassination attempt. The first thing, the very first thing I thought, and I prayed as an atheist, that the shooter wasn't black. I prayed that the shooter wasn't black. Mainly because I do not want to go to war with those people. I do not want to go to war with those people. Those on the liberal left and those so aggressively who mouth off or demean Trump and the MAGA people and talk any kind of crazy way about them. You don't want to go to war with those people. You don't want them to start playing identity politics. You don't want something. You don't want them to step up and say, and have them say white lives matter and kiss my ass. You don't want them to go to the point where they get so fed up that they're not going to allow you to get away with your guilt politics. And they're hovering and they're boiling. It's like a pressure cooker, if you ask me, because they've been put down and deprived and told they were guilty, told they are racist. You turn on TV, you don't see them anymore. They're like wiped out masculinity. Well, that's a different thing. The masculinity thing is a different thing. But you cut on TV, everything is interracial, let alone the biblical aspect of it as far as the homosexuality and all that. And it's not so much that they're racist. It's not so much about that they're racist. They turn on the TV and they see every culture celebrated except for them. In fact, theirs is even demonized. Demonized to the point that even white people now know it's trendy to put down white people. And it has to be smoldering. It has to be a powder keg. And one of the main things, too, I noticed about the footage from the shooting, you notice none of them fuckers left. You know, none of them left. They ain't scared of guns. They ain't scared of guns at all. Now, if it was a bunch of black folks, a couple of shots, that place would have been empty. That place would have been emptied out. The only person who would have been there would have been Trump and the Secret Service. Black folks would have got the hell out of there. You see how they stood together. They stood together. Now, granted, a lot of them didn't know what was going on. You know, it took a while for it to set in. But even when it did, only not too many people ran out of there. They all stood there. And if you look, a lot of people, you know, as it went on, other than seeing the terrible towel there. See the guy with the terrible towel on his head. Especially this. Anyway, even they turned around, they put in their show, you know, Trump getting taken off the stage. People turned around, they were mad, putting their fingers at the camera. These people are mad and angry, and they have artillery and they have wealth. And they will work together like black people never knew how to. I mean, if these people start paying identity politics and they say, F you, I don't care what you do or try to cancel me. We're going to go for it. We're going to celebrate our culture. We're going to celebrate the Enlightenment. We're going to celebrate all the great things we did. And we're going to call it out just like you call out everything. I don't want that to sound too smart, Alec. Just the way all the other ethnic groups are celebrated for their contributions. White people should be celebrated for their contributions too. Poor white people should get just as much attention and government assistance or just basic attention and just be visible. They're not visible in media. They're deemed racist. They can't say anything. They have to hold their opinion and they're gonna get tired of it. This little thing yesterday could have been the thing that pushed it over, and it still might be. It still might be. And all these people out there, it may be me. Maybe I'm too sensitive. Maybe I'm taking it too seriously. But I don't think there's, of course, going to be some funny memes. There's some memes out there that are just purely satirical. I get that. And then there's other things going around where they're probably not even memes. They're probably people actually believing that it was fake and staged. There are probably actually people out there believing it was fake and staged, and they better. They better hope it's fake and staged, because it was the Trump. I don't think it was staged at all. Number one, because a person died. If it was a sharpshooter who could miss, hit him, get shoot that close to him and miss, and then they wouldn't kill anybody. I don't think they would kill anybody. It was too much was going on. People lost their lives. And it didn't seem staged to me. I don't get it. But I understand why people think it was staged, because it was such a great opportunity. Donald Trump, the Apprentice, TV guy, he knew exactly how to take advantage of that situation. That photo of him with the blood on his face, fist in the air, going fight, 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 that shit won him the election. Biden and the Democrats ain't got shit on that. Nope. That even had me standing up screaming. That in itself had me going. And I ain't gonna say I like him or don't like him, because I don't know if I like him or don't like him. No, I probably like him. I mean, I like his personality. I like what he's doing. I like the way he's shaking things up. I like his kiss my ass attitude. You know, I like the way he just streams consciousness when he talks, when maybe somebody in the diplomatics or authoritative position as he shouldn't be rambling on and on like that, just saying anything, but it's funny. I find it funny. And Biden, you know, you give Biden a break for not being able to talk at all. And I tell you another thing, Biden, when he's talking, he starts blinking his eyes. That means something wrong with him. That, you know how you blink your eyes when you can't think of the next word? That means something wrong with you. I mean, come on, that's just, he's like, yeah, he blinks his eyes and a stammering. And just, it's not even stutter. It's just losing, forgetting this train of thought, saying the wrong things. Which one would I rather have? I'd rather have Trump. I'd rather have somebody vibrant, virile, somebody can walk down steps by themselves, somebody who's sharp. And regardless of their politics, it's their capability. And I damn sure don't want Kamala Harris as president. I damn sure don't want Kamala Harris as president. Call me racist, call me, what's it called, misogynic or whatever. I don't want her, no. I don't. She has not shown me anything that she's president worthy. The only reason she got that position is because Biden promised all the liberal people that he would put a black female on this ticket. That's the only reason she's there, if you ask me. Did she do some stuff? Yeah, she did some stuff. She did some stuff that was more right wing than a lot of people want to admit. She put a lot of people in jail. I mean, her politics, I might agree with, might agree more with the right in some ways than they do with the left people who love her so much. So, and I really, like I said, I don't think Biden's going to make it. I don't think he'll make another full term. And then Kamala Harris will be president. Now, sure, she'd become president. She'd just be a figurehead and people behind the scenes maybe running it. And, you know, that you can say the same thing for Trump. You can say that same thing for Trump. That more clever heads or more strategic, more profound people may be actually running the government, because the power of the president is limited, though he does have a lot of power. Supreme Court, nominees, so what they do this, they do that. It don't affect me. It really doesn't affect me. And to be honest with you, I think some of this, these benefit programs and some of these quote-unquote liberties or liberals, liberalities go a little too far. I think people need to be told, hey, you need to get your ass to work. You need to get yourself together. You need to get your family lineage together, generation upon generation. It ain't the government's fault to a degree. I even entertain the argument. It ain't the government's fault that it lasts for your generations of your family ain't had a college degree in it, or your generation ain't had a college degree in it, period. It damn sure ain't the government's fault, even though they say welfare did contribute to it, and welfare came from liberals who made it advantageous for the father not to be in the family and the mother to have a bunch of kids. It ain't my fault. There's a whole generations of people whose grandmother, who become grandmothers at age 30, one right after the other. Is that the government's part to fix? I mean, argument can be made, but I ain't having it. after so many generations, one got to take accountability for it. And that's where I'm at with it. And so I forget how I went down that road, but I'm sure it was a good way. It was a good turn. So, I mean, is that the government's fault? That's what I'm saying. So many of these conservative ideas, I'm with. Some of these conservative ideas, I'm with. Lay down the line, draw the gauntlet, and maybe this generation will suffer, but I bet you the next one will grow up knowing, hey, we can't do that no more. That's not an option for us no more. Whatever it is, well, I just go up and I get on assistance. The government owe me this. I can just go get this one. I'll file for this and I'll get this. All of that, it'd be off the window. All of that would be out the window if the conservatives get their way. And then maybe the next second or third generation will catch on. I'm talking about disenfranchised black people in the stereotypical black community, stereotypical welfare black community. And I'm not even addressing the poor whites in this country that just ain't on the map at all. They're not on the radar at all. So imagine how they feel. Like I said, when I was watching that, I was like, these people mad. Them shots rang out. They didn't run. They stood their ground. They stood their ground. Imagine if it was shots fired at a black thing. That place would have been empty. Them folks stood there almost like solidarity. Like, we're here for you. This is us. We're not going nowhere. We're not running. And that's a loyalty that's built in. It's inherent. You can't fight that. That's tough to fight. And it was the image of it. And then Trump putting his fist in the air even had me standing up screaming. I was like, go ahead, dog. Go ahead. You just won the election. You just won. Nothing can compare to that. Nothing's going to compare to that. All you got to do is not mess up. And by God, if he's throwing a couple more good political ideas or decisions or do something more congenial and less Trump-like, which he's doing more and more, he'll get the independence. And a lot more people from the Democratic side is going to go over. And also, too, if you notice, the Democrats are scared, too. The Democrats are scared, too. They pulled back all their ads. They pulled back all their ads, even though the shooter seemed to have been registered as a Republican, but they pulled back their rhetoric. All those attacks that they on Trump, they're saying anything crazy about Trump. Trump is this, Trump is that. It became a normalcy. And then this incident, the assassination incident, got us to look at it and say, whoa, we got used to people saying some crazy shit about Donald Trump. And then we seen his followers and we seen his people, the MAGAs, and they got their paraphernalia, the outfits, the shirts, and the Trump and the this. They look good. That red, white, and blue look good. The Trump jerseys, the Trump shirts, the flags. I mean, they're coming up. They are coming up. And another thing that scared me was them blaming the Secret Service. Now, see, what scared me about that is if these people get, like I said, if you push them so far that they feel they have nowhere else to go but to January 6th, this whole goddamn country, I don't think y'all ready for it. I really don't think y'all ready for it, let alone the power that these people have all through Congress and all through the government. A lot of people out there are judges, no judges, and the friends of, well, the judges probably weren't there. They probably know better not to show up like that. But there's probably judges and powerful people and corporations and all that who support this. Once something like this happens, it could bring them all together. You think you're going to stand there and say you offended? You're going to say, you can't do that to me. Da, 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 da. Ain't no rules. These people take off and ain't gonna be no rules. And that's what I was thinking. If this guy was black, oh my God. If he'd have been black or Black Lives Matter or anything, that'd have been it. That would have been all she wrote. That was all. That would be all they needed. That would be all they needed. And even now, they blame it on the Secret Service. The Secret Service failure, like it was a setup. Both sides. One side says it was a failure of the Secret Service, and it looked like they made did that on purpose to get Trump shot. If that narrative starts going around, oh boy. And I started watching Fox News right after it. And that kind of, and that was kind of the sentiment. How could this happen? It's like, it's almost like the Secret Service let them do it. And then on the other side, you got people saying it was fake and it was staged. But either way, if the MAGA people and that group, which is not allowed to be even called a group, you can't even use identity politics to identify them. You just got to call them the racists. If that group comes together and they start their own identity politics because they feel like they have nowhere else to go, they can't even trust the Secret Service. So now they can't trust the government at all. And they got to take things in their own hands, whether that's true or not. If they perceive it that way and they feel they got to step up and handle business on their own, their back's against the wall, they got no hope. We can no longer rely on the government. We can no longer rely on this. Plus, remember, they're minimal government anyway. Conservatives don't want government anyhow. And I was like, don't let that dude be black, because it'd be open season. It would be open season, I swear. And you notice too, right afterwards, Biden dialed that shit back. Biden, they suspended everything because they know. And then actually, and then watching the conversations on CNN, they were scared. They know what's out there. The CNN, you watch the CNN commentary, they were scared. All the energy was taken out of them. I mean, and it's not like a scared to where they wanted to not say the wrong thing at this time, regardless of how they felt. Even if they felt that they wanted Donald Trump shot and dead, it wasn't like they were trying to hide that. This was something deeper. They know what could actually happen, what could be looming. If Trump would have got killed, if he'd have got assassinated, oh my. Them folks would have went off. And you seen them, they're ready. They packing, they're ready. They got nothing to lose. They make up 60% of the population. Still a large majority of the country. Remember, black people only 12%. Black people's only like 12%. And I think Hispanics are only like 13 or 18% or something like that. So still a lot more white people there. They got a lot more power, a lot more money. If they was to come together and start having a White Lives Matter and identify and celebrate and be proud of the accomplishments they did and come together and have rallies and do all that stuff like Black Lives Matter was able to do, and how Black Lives Matter was able to have protest marches and peaceful demonstrations that got out of hand and had looting and were just about all but condoned because the media kept showing it, If they start doing that, it's over. It's over. So, I mean, you ain't gonna see me joking about it. It's too soon. Too soon. This is one of those "this is too soon" things. You ain't gonna see me joking about it, because this is some for real stuff. We get into some for real stuff. People saying, oh, it's fake. It's a distraction from Project 2025. Project 2025 been in works for decades. For a long, long time. They just happened to get a website. They just happened to get a website that got notoriety. They get noticed. They've been trying to do this. They do this probably every year. It's just the first time you're seeing it. Because they got their shit together and they got it organized. An organized agenda that far outpaces, far outdoes the left liberal agenda. They got this stuff together. They got a platform. They got support. They got money. And they going for it. We got a web presence. And since Tashi J. Nelson, whoever her name is, said their name, everybody's talking about Project 225 now. Now they got publicity. I don't get it. I don't get it. And I'm not telling anybody to stop doing what you do. I'm not saying that the liberal people are right or wrong. I'm not saying, you know, you need to stop doing this, you need to stop doing that. What I am saying is I don't understand the thinking and your tactics. I don't understand how your tactics, and from what I see you doing, I don't see what you're doing, how what you're doing is going to accomplish what you want. What you state that you want, I don't think you're going about it the right way. Like I said, you fight for what you want to believe in. You know, you believe in with this, I can't tell you not to believe in it. You know, that's part of it. We need that, in fact. We need people thinking all kinds of crazy shit. From one end of the spectrum to the other. That's never been my thing. My thing is, how do you expect to accomplish that by doing it this way? I don't think that's the way it should be done. And it's just me personally thinking that. That's all it is. My opinion. It's just simply my opinion. And I put together an argument with my points. And I lay it out there. That's all I'm doing. And I will say this. More and more, the ad hominem attacks have stopped, at least in my direction. At least in my direction. In fact, I put stuff out there. People don't touch it now. I'll say something this way or that way. People don't fuck with me no more. But I'm seeing that they're hearing it. I'm seeing that it's being seen and talked to. But I'm not getting any of those ad hominem attacks where they attack what I am. Oh, you Uncle Tom. You Uncle Tom. Yeah. Okay, so I'm Uncle Tom. But is what I'm saying correct or not? How's the argument? Regardless, like Donald Trump, same thing. Joe Biden, it doesn't matter who or what my politics are. What about the statement I made? That's what we're talking about. And my agenda. Oh, you just want, yeah, so what I do? Is what I said wrong because of that? My statement should stand on its own. So, I mean, we're getting more sophisticated, more and more better, whatever you want to call it, in the use, in our interactions and communications and social media. We're getting more and more used to, you know, seeing other people's opinions and how to deal with other people's opinions. And the dialogue has gotten improved. Channels of communication are improved. And the way we use it and the way we understand it, you know, we're getting more and more used to it. When Facebook first came out, people were absolutely not used to seeing opposing opinions or having their opinions challenged. Not attacked, challenged. Somebody say, I believe A plus A equals D. And somebody will say, well, why do you think that? And they will think that was an attack. And of course, there's some people who say, well, come on, you stupid. That's dumb. What are you, an idiot? You know, that's another way of coming back, which may or may not, you know, foster the best dialogue forthcoming or whatever. So we are getting better. We are getting there. And this thing yesterday, that him putting his hand up, with the blood on his face and that look on his face, I was like, go ahead, dog. You just won the election. You just won. And then Biden come up, all blinking and saying the wrong stuff and that image. Images in politics go a long way. Images in politics go no way. Gut feelings. You know, virility. Strength. Even the photo, the footage of Trump coming off Air Force One with nobody around and walking down the steps by himself. Simple. Just do that. just do that. That's enough right there. Because we're dealing with Biden. That's enough right there. And they, like I said, Biden, them, they knew. CNN commentators, they knew. Even MSNBC was like, okay, This is a powder keg. This is a powder keg. And you can see their demeanor just dialed it all the way back. They just dialed it all the way back. It was more than just being cautious of what they said. They were, see, I saw fear. I saw fear and apprehension of what they knew could be coming, because they know what's out there. They know what kind of people out there. And I think even the Democratic Party know they pushed them too far. They know that they pushed them too far. And you don't want to push them over to the point to where they start saying, white lives matter. You got a problem with it? Especially now with people moving away from mainstream news and media. And you have all these podcasts and communication feeds and station, quote unquote stations, like Rumble or websites, aggregate websites or whatever, to where people can get their message out and not be held to the regulations or limitations of broadcast television, where you can be a little bit more to the left, a little bit more to the right. You can say whatever you want. Like Don Lemon got one. His ain't my favorite, but he got one. Tucker Carlson, all of them out there. Brand, what's his name? Brand. I forget. Something Brand. Russell Brand. He got one. I mean, it's all of Cuomo. I mean, they're all over the place. Bill O'Reilly got one. Glenn Beck. Candace Owens. Why am I naming all the right-wing ones? Who else got one? I mean, you know, Destiny. He got one. Who else? I like Carvel Politics. I guess they just do a podcast. Carvel. The War of Politics or something like that. Carvel and his buddy. I like his too. I mean, there's a lot out there. Dave Rubin. I keep naming all the all the right ones. All the right-leaning ones. Republican right-leaning ones. But they're out there. You don't need mainstream TV anymore. You just say, forget it. We found our way to find our own platform. But the overall majority of Americans, probably, or should I say, not the majority, but the largest group who consume this kind of media, probably still get it from their TV, with quote unquote rabbit ears, the new digital TV, you know, right over air. And I killed my YouTube TV yesterday. Of course, it's still on until my subscription ran out on the 18th, but I officially canceled it and I just stopped using it. What I have now, what I use now, the only reason I would go there was to get live news, to get something live, you know, live news feed. And what I use now is they got a news app or news section on my Fire Stick that aggregates a lot of the free, quote unquote, free news sources that are out there. And I got them marked. I guess the ones that seem like that I'm going to be going to the most now would be NBC News Live. That one seemed to be pretty good. What I do is I go to them, and they'll actually have a live icon next to it. It'll say live, and I'll check and see when I tune on it. I'll look at the time that they display, and if it matches up, that means I know it's live. Because some stuff could be live, and it could be a pre-recording. But, you know, I was watching some live real-time stuff. And I'm so used to, you know, CNN, but I noticed I'm not watching CNN no more. You know, so I'm just starting to aggregate. I got a bunch of them, you know, like News Nation, Newsmax. There I go, naming the right ones again. CBS, ABC News, they like have live feeds. Even some local ones. I got a couple Cleveland ones, a couple Cleveland stations in there. The quote-unquote are supposed to be live. But, you know, so I got rid of YouTube TV because I don't use it. I don't use it. We'll see how it goes with football season, and we'll see how it goes if I got to get an NFL Sunday ticket and how all that's going to work. We'll see. Got to do the math on that and figure that out. But You know, that's what I got to say about the session. This is some serious stuff. You know, people say, you know, I've traveled the country. I go back to Ohio every 2 months. And I see that section of the country. And I see, quote unquote, those people. And they're formidable. They're more than formidable. They may be so formidable that they're at a place where they're not even worried about us anymore. And in fact, a lot of them are in such a stratosphere of economic and social status that all this little stuff doesn't even affect them. They're not even worried about it. They could care less. They're so far above it. There's definitely people like that on both sides. But I've been saying for a long time, it's a large, maybe one of the largest groups in America are poor middle class whites. And if they ever get a voice, something like this to give it to them, let the fun begin. Let the fun begin. Anyway, I think I said it all. Happy Monday. Feel like I got it all off my chest. Had to get it down on digital. Put it out there on the internet webs for posterity. Put my vibration, my opinion, what I think out there. That's all. That's very important to me. That's very important to me. It doesn't matter how many people see it or don't. I'll let history work on that. I just put it out there. Just make sure it's out there in one form or other. Have a record. Have a record of it. What I think is just very, very important to me. Anyhow, swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed, in any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Hypothesis of all as one. Theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.